Broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village in Atlanta, Georgia for Neuro Launch Demo Day, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for joining us today. We're broadcasting live on This Just In, Neuro from the Neuro Launch Demo Day, Atlanta Tech Village. Thank you for joining us. Very excited about my next guest, Scott Henderson from Sandbox here in Atlanta.
Thank you, Justin. I'm excited, too.
Yes, and I noticed that your hands are being somewhat calm, and we were a little nervous with, you know, they're in the hands and the Will Ferrell and everything going on the air.
I got my inside hands
on. You got your inside hands on. I love it. Well, Scott, I've known you for a little over a year now. You're a great accelerator that we have down in Tech Square and with ATDC, and you do a lot for us here just for the whole ecosystem in Atlanta. So I'm happy to have you in the air today with me. But what brought you out to the Neuro Launch Demo Day today?
Well, it's been the second cohort going through, and I've been engaged with Jordan and Chris and Kyle now, who do a great job of running the accelerator and use the Synergy building at Tech Square.
Yeah,
they thought it was worthwhile for me to be the one of the first mentors to speak to everyone, just to give an unofficial tour of Tech Square with a lot of things that people don't know about Tech Square.
That's right.
So it was great to see the progression of when the first day they were all together to, you know, where they came in the accelerator. So I came out of curiosity, but also support for the Neuro Launch team. It's a great thing for Atlanta to have that be the headquarters, the home base for them.
So before we dive in deeper, tell us about Sandbox and just a little bit of your affiliation, because you have a long storied history in our community. So,
I'm so young too.
Exactly.
So Sandbox, the company, we build collaborative communities within university research parks and innovation districts. Our home is Tech Square, and my partner is one of the private developers who've built some of the buildings at Tech Square. And one of my largest clients is the University Financing Foundation, who is also the financing partner at Tech Square. But they do work across the country in these innovation districts, and research parks have become quite the thing in many different cities. And so we operate out of Tech Square with a couple different services that we have. We do community activities within the buildings. We are also opening up a 9,000 square foot event space in November at the base of SQ5, which is an apartment tower that just opened in Tech Square. We do everything from elevator signs to getting hot dog carts to pop-up craft coffee bars, just to make Tech Square a more vibrant place. And then also have a social club where we have individuals who are wanting to make real connections with others at Tech Square. And we focus on very small scale events. So 5 to 8 person breakfast, lunch, dinners, as well as a monthly, about a 30 person mixer that we bring different people together. Just so and give them a kind of a playful, collaborative environment to get to know a wider variety of people outside of their discipline who all happen to have some sort of affiliation with Tech Square.
Yeah, no, and in full disclosure, I'm a member of that. I haven't made a meeting yet, only because I've been gone most of the summer.
Well, you know, you lived a good summer.
I did.
You know my next question once we get off the air.
I'll tell you everything. But I look forward to joining you more come September or October when I'm in town a little bit more. So tell us about what you saw today and kind of what you liked.
You know, as I was sitting there watching it, it was really exciting to me to see, one, that they repeated and was able to get a second cohort put together in such a quick time, but quality teams. I mean, to bring people from different cities together. And I think the totality of having a niche that we can have, like neurosciences, here associated with Georgia Tech, associated with Atlanta, I think really helps solidify our position within the health IT world, within with Emory, with Georgia Tech focusing on the partnerships with Emory, but also Children's Healthcare of Atlanta,
medical
devices is just the life sciences is a strength of the Atlanta market.
Very true.
I think that's exciting to see that there's a program happening that's making sure that we're attracting companies from elsewhere, but also helping companies that are here accelerate. And as they said today on the program, these are mostly neuroscience folks who are researchers who aren't used to the hand-to-hand combat of entrepreneurism. So to have the resources there is exciting to me.
No, that's actually a very good point. So was there anything in particular that stood out to you today? A company, a thought, a strategy, a statement?
Well, Within 1 week, I went to two major events, and both of them were funded by Chris Klaus. and that was the thing that stood out to me. I was like, it is amazing, and I think a great example to the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem to see folks who have had major exits, major successes, reinvesting into the ecosystem.
That's right.
And to do it inside of a building that David Cummings made possible.
That's right.
I think those two are great examples of what is happened in the last 3 years for Atlanta. Is that seeing that we've got founders reinvesting, and it sparked, okay, who's also on the short list of others who have had exits that are now recirculating and reinvesting back into the ecosystem. I think we're going to have a pretty interesting next 5 years just based on that the network effect of getting more people reconnected.
Yeah, no, I think it's a big the thought and strategy for a lot of us is just to make sure that when we do have success here in our community, that we do reinvest it. And then also, how do we foster that and give people good options to invest, reasons to stay, reasons not to retire and move on? I mean, you do get tired. You need to take some time off and recharge the batteries. But then, you know, Atlanta is a phenomenal community where people do want to stay, and we're blessed for that. Mm-hmm. But we also need to work every single day, and things that you're doing with Sandbox and just keeping our community vibrant, connected, networked, energized, and just the continuous learning that we can do, not only through you, but obviously through what we do at Tech Square with ATDC and everybody else.
There's a lot of players that have emerged, and I think the more we can connect it, the better we'll be off.
I agree. So I guess probably this could have gone a lot of directions, but what do you like about the startup ecosystem in Atlanta? We just covered a lot, but is there anything in particular that you would highlight or point out?
Well, I think the amount of student-driven activity that's going on right now, and the sea change that's happened at an institute like Georgia Tech, where you have an entire program, which is what Chris Klaus has helped funded through CreateX. But just the students themselves driving this. This is not a top-down. This is a definitely, hey, I'm interested in wanting to build something and that has meaning. That's something that I'm passionate about, but also something that I'm willing to take on that charge. And I think having the opportunity to travel to different cities and different ecosystems, there is just this energy that is just there, and it's palpable, especially now in a place like Tech Square, where you have 1,300 college students living inside that space, which prior to this summer, there was no one. There was a very small amount of people actually living at Tech Square.
Yep.
And now you have this different heartbeat that's happening. And I think, that's always been an advantage here in Atlanta with Emory, with Georgia Tech, Georgia State now becoming a very prominent research university, which now I think they have over $100 million in grant money, which is a great milestone. And the AUC campus is really pushing forward on the entrepreneurism. Those students represent a rising generation of folks that are willing to get into the fray. And I think that's where connect it back to the observation with Chris Klaus and David Cummins and other startup founders is now we have another wave of people that are willing to really jump in.
Yep.
And we have people who have made money through that same similar fray who can help be strategic investors in those young men and women that are coming up.
Very good points. Well, thank you very much, Scott, for joining me today with Sandbox.
Either way, whichever one cooks your goose, I guess.
Well, Sandlot actually is a big company in healthcare, so I worked with Sandlot before. But Scott Henderson with Sandbox, thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you for being here at NeuroLaunch, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Justin.
Take care, buddy.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.